Rishus Savi Mori. Lamo Simon Shin Lam Dalit, Sigurd Leike B'Shabbos, we're holding by the Sivov. We have a Mishnah on Daf, Kuf Chof Am Beis, Kuf Chof Am Aleph. Mishnah over there says you can save three things. The first case is food, kikos, even mea sudois, eagle shodvela, chavo shoyayin. First thing is food. The second thing the Mishnah says is kli tashmishoy. And the third thing is the case of Gadim Malbushim. If you realize these three things are better than the three sifim over here, Sivov is the case of Eichel, Siv Zayin the case of Klita Shmishoy, and Siv Ches the case of Begodim. That means the Shulchan Aruch went the order of the Mishnayis, so we'll have to explain each one over here what the Locha comes out. So first, Sivov, the Mishnah says over here again, we have a case of Kikros, even from Mea Sudos, you have a right to go save it. In fact, the Gemara, I have the Mishnah Navkuf Yud Zayin Beis, the Mishnah over there says that only Gimel Sudos and not more than that. The Gemara has two Tirotzim, either Rav Huna or Rav. Rav Huna wants to mechav to the case of being Lahatzel, whereas the case of Lekapel. Lahatzel's Mutter, Lekapel is Osir. Masha'enkein Rav, he wants to say Oysa Chotzer, that's the case of Mutter. Masha'enkein Chotzer Acharis. The Gemara goes on further and says, what's the halacha of Kipel Vaniach, as Yiboy? The Gemara is Parshat Shaila, the Maisetz Mutter. Now the question is, what does it mean over here, Lekapel, Lahatzel, Lekapel Vaniach? So there are different shot among the Rishonim. So first, what Rashi says over here in the Gate of the Sugya, Lahatzul Lekapel, they point out the two different Rashis. There's Rashi Ba'os in the Sugya, and Rashi that's brought down in Moisef Rashi, Rashi Daf Yutes. Rashi Daf Yutes says Lahatzul means inside one salad, inside one basket. Mashenkin Lekapel is when you spread out a baguette, and you put numerous salam inside, and you want to take it out all on one side, one time. That's nichol get a tircho, take it a little one time. Therefore, that's also. Mer Rashi by also Kufchov seems to say, Lahatzel's mutter is one sal. Lekapel's also, he did not discuss the idea of beged. Lekapel just means a borrowed terminology. You take out a bunch of sal together. Therefore, nichol get a tircho. Therefore, it's also. Now that's all pshat in Rav Huna. Mais Hadri Paskin says the Beis Yosef, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh all pass like Rav Huna. If it comes out lalocha, we're going to pass this yisaid over here. Lahatzel's mutter lekapel lemaisas also. Therefore, the Gemara goes on further. Makes daf kmina. What's the locha? Kipel aniach. We're going to pass in kipel umaniach lemaisas mutter. What exactly does that mean? So again, the Beis Yosef brings down a shaila among the Rishonim. It goes with the Ramban and the Magen Mishnah. The case over here is that a person has a bunch of kalim and they put it inside the talis and they go take it out. That's a situation that's also. Masha'enken, when you take something, you bring your object over here, you bring your bread and put it inside, your meat put it inside, one thing after another, and there are no kelim over here to separate the objects that are inside. That's all nichol geder of one aspect over here, one box. And that's the case over here, that's mutter. So you have this one shmata you open up, you put all your food inside, the maisetz mutter, the chen ikka says the Ramban in the Magen Mishnah. Therefore, aloch lemaisel, says the Magen Avraham, brought down with the Mishnah Berurah and the Paiskim, the aloch is that lahatzel lemaisetz mutter, Lekapel is usher, lekapel aniach, meaning in a situation when a person pours everything inside the object over here, inside this shmater or bimutter. However, if you have different kelim inside, kli b'tar kli, lemaisetz usher. Now, first the idea of kli b'tar kli, the Achareim speak out loud, dafka means a glass kli, matechas kli, even says a chodeshani, a nylon, a bag over here. Now, the shayla over here is just to be, the reason why to mechabtin kli b'tar kli versus inside one kli, where the Aruch Shulchan and the Achareim say, when you have a bunch of kelim one side and the other, it looks like a sugya by itself. There's no hekker over here. Mashenki pouring one thing inside another has a hekker, therefore no chashash by itself. Now, the shell is to be practical. What does that mean exactly to pour everything that you have inside one object and to take it out? That means you want to save your coffee. You have to have coffee in Shabbos. So you take your jar of coffee, put it in the bag, pour it out. And then you come with the potato chips, and you empty it. And then come and you get filter fish, and you tuna fish, and you put it all inside this bag, next to the meat, and the chillant. Like, what does that exactly mean over here? That a person pours out from the container, has it all inside this one bag over here, this one chavis, this one container over here, and take it out. Now, I didn't see anyone say it, but I think there's a partial swat to mechav what exactly the containers are over here. The Chum, we have two different types of containers practically. We have a container that people have that's made just to travel from place to place. Then we have containers that are used as storage. Mira Dover. Coffee, you want it not just taking place to place, it's also used as a storage place. You keep it there all the time. Mash Enkin, when you buy apples and oranges in a store, in Paris, you put it inside the bag, travel it, take it home, come to your house, you take it out of the bag. You don't want to leave it inside the bag in the refrigerator, usually it's not that good for the fruits and vegetables, or you might be lazy, put it inside with the bag, but otherwise, the bag is not made for storage. That means there's certain things over here that are made to travel, and some things are made to hold it. To compare to another sugyo, for example, when a person has this coffee jar, he finishes it. He wants to use it all over again to store things inside. Is there a din tefilas kelim? You have to table the kli over here. Because who made the coffee jar? Goyish company. So now you came along, you emptied it. Now you want to use it to store things inside. Is there a chiyuv tefila over here? So come along with Moshe, and he wants a taino. We might say, who made this kli to be used over? The yid. Ke'ein zeh, Mishom Zalman's cousin, when you have all these canned cucumbers and anything made from cans, they come along and you open it. Who made the can? And you want to use the can all over again. All these kufsot shimorim. You want to use it all over again. Who made it? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, he says, well, it depends who opened it in the yeshiva in the kitchen. If the guy opened it, maybe you have a chiyuv tefila, because the guy made it. But the yid opened it, or the yid made it. They came along and seemed to understand there are certain containers that are more like a klipa. It's more like the sugya of chaisel. It's more part and parcel, like the orange has appealed to as part of the orange. And also the containers are part and parcel of the thing that's around it. Now, I know Neged Sugat Tfilas Kelim is a big mavucha among the Paiskim, do we go this far or not? But the concept of why we see this idea over here, that by wine, the big shiloh by wine, we buy bottles of wine, the company in the Maisa is not table it. And the Maisa, why not? They say it's a Kli Schayra. If you empty out the bottle of wine again, and then you want to go use it, then maybe there's a chiyuv tefila who made the bottle of wine over here. Hagam, they get to Shemitah, when they have Eitz Bezin, you have these bottles of wine over here. Depends, the Eitz Bezin, Nissi Kirelitz, Zatzal, he makes sure that who makes the bottles of wine is a Yid, because he is not Kli Schayra anymore. Schayra is also by Shemitah. And one year, by one of the Shemitahs, there were not enough bottles in the country for the Yidin. Therefore, he had to get Goyisha bottles, and they built a contraption that cost a lot of money, and they totaled over a million bottles. Why? Because no hetek klischer anymore. And you have to total the bottles. But otherwise, because in the regular year, it's betim, it's a klipo, it's klischer, you have no problem over here. And who opens it, you have a question, you have a chiyuv tefila, if you want to use it all over again. Ke'in zeh, I think, the gate to our sugyah, there are two different types of containers. No. The shmita is on the oitz bezin, on the wine and the grapes. Now, but when, how do you have oitz bezin on wine? Because he's not selling it. You're giving a chalukah. And you're all giving it away. So, if it's not selling it, it's not Kli Schayra anymore. They all had to, on these bottles of wine, not to table because it's Kli Schayra. So therefore, if it's my bottle that I want to use, if I want to make a bottle of wine to my own house, I have to table the bottle. We're not getting well to Gush Mita right now. That's why I said, so Mr. Kralitz, it's a known story brought down in numerous places. In the Chodesh Shani, this mice is brought down over here, and he, the mice, has titled it. But because we see the idea that there are different containers out there. I think, Avada, when you want to put your wine inside your bag to take it out, I don't think you have to pour out the wine. I think you can leave it inside the bottle, because the bottle is the klipa, and Betzim has no... It's not it's part and parcel of the wine. We don't see any kelim being mechulek one from another. You take a box of wine, the box that you had made to travel one place to another, not for storage, that you want to put inside your now, your big bag over here, that will be a problem over here. Therefore, I think, to get the case of you have five rolls, you can argue, why take them from the store in the bag? That's a travel. You have a loaf of bread that's cut up in slices over here, and then you want to put it inside your big bag over here. I think that container, you don't have to empty out all your 20 slices over here inside your big bag over here. That's made for its freshness. I can argue maybe the case of rolls also the same thing. But I think there are two different cases over here. Again, in the storm, I don't see me machalik. It's hard to understand why a person would have to empty out the chillant. If things are made as more as a storage area and to hold it, I think that's all part and parcel of the food over here.
Why do you have to come out to that soil to say it's all about the bag of chips, it's already in it. I'm not doing anything. I'm not going out of my way to put it into another bag.
No, so the way that Rav Shulman explained it, because it looks like you're doing kamoit sois, there was no heck over here. If you, each thing stands by itself. So when I say come down to Sifov, we have three levels over here. Lahatzel, Lamais is mutter. Lakapel is usser. In the case of Lakapel and Niach, Lamais is going to be mutter. Even if, of course, even 100 suitors.
It looks like it's... You have to go in and look at the storage. It looks like it's...
So you would say a balvon you have to empty out? I hear. Can I say it? Maybe. It's hard to hear that. Like it's very strange. What were we discussing over here? What food were we discussing when
you
get inside?
I
think there's a swear over here to say that it's part and parcel of the thing itself. No one sees it being something different. Sif Zahin is the case of Klikash Mishoy. That means the Mishoy says, after being Metzilin, the case of Oichel, the Shem Moisi called Klikash Mishoy. Now, what are Klikash Mishoy? Rashi says over here, a case of Klesis Ukitainis. That means a case of cups and pitchers. The pitcher that holds, that has liquid inside. Says the Pima Godim, up in the Mogar of Rom, loud dafka these cases, even the cases of your forks and your knives, and your utensils also. So now, once we have a definition of what it means, says Rashi, the Pima Godim, dafka utensils on the table, the question is, how far to take the yisoid? So that means, for example, can a person say, can he take out his bed? He needs a place to sleep. It's Friday night. Or Shabbos morning, he needs a shlof. The result, 2-3 hours, the chalap office. Well, in case of here, can he take out the table to where to eat on? Take out the chair to where to sit on? That means, came along with the Rashi and the people got him, seem to give a limitation. What's klitash mishoy? He says, cups and a pitcher. Tell the people got him utensils. What about other things over here? So Bessim, there is a Shita L'Ram. He does write to take out Yemita V'Shulchanoi. Now his words, Mita B'Zman HaChazal, could be what it means when you ate by. Well, Maisa, come along the Torah Shabbos, and he points out that you read the Rambam, and the Smag, and the Mordechai, and the Ran, their words are they don't say any definition, any Klei Tashmishoi. They don't say, like Rashi, exactly what it is. They don't say, like the Pima Gadim. The Rishon just left very sosom, any Klei Tashmishoi. If that means Klei Tashmisha, it means anything you use. What do you use? Use a bed, use a table, use a chair. And then he wants to tell you, a gam, we sometimes give Mashalim, it means Lam Dafka. Those are our examples of what means any case over here. Who is a swear over here? Say it means anything that a person goes to go use, or plans to go use, is a case of Klei Tashmisha. Now, in the case of Klei Tashmisha, Mishbu'a Lashutasai quotes the Taisu Shabbos and says, Yila take out Klei Shtiyah, Shtiyah walk for all day. Once you know Allah already in Sif Aleph, means shtiyah is kolayim. It also means the kolayim. And that's the siv zayin. Siv ches is the case of clothing. That's, we'll have different halachas. Maybe. Yeah. Negeta begodim. So we have machlokes in the Mishnah. Tanakama versus Abayisi. Tanakama says you can take out everything. Abayisi says you can only take out yud ches begodim over here. And the Mishnah ends off, Chayzim Alevish Umaytzi. Now, the question first is, what's exactly the kint of clothing? So it speaks out the Achayinim. That means over here by clothing does not mean the clothing that you're carrying in your hand. The only time you say to the heter is Derech Levisha, the way how a person wears things. Therefore, there's a heker. Therefore, a person can wear either Itim Begadim or Ulas Begadim. However, they carry things in their hand, the Maisa will not have the heter, only what you need for that day, not more than that. Whatever you need for that day.
Yeah, tables and chairs.
That's maybe not. Now, it's interesting to give examples. Why do Rashi Maisa give an example for? Why do people never give example? Why does it leave it awesome? Anything you need. Kashu. Now, utensils, a limit? Maybe. Now, the Mishnah says over here, Poshim Chayzev Aloivish. The question over here is that, is there a machlokes over here, and how to apply it? That means the Mishnah, when it says it over, it says it first, the Tanakamo, then it says Rabbi Yaisi, then it says Poshim Chayzev Aloivish. Is that only in Rabbi Yaisi's Shito? Would the Tanakama agree to that statement? So you read the Gemara, when the Gemara says over the Braiso, the Gemara begins on Machlokes of Meir versus Rabbi Yaisi, Meir the Tanakama, and over there starts off Poshut of Chayzev Aloivish in Rabbi Yaisi Shito. Therefore, the Beis Yosef being down the Sefer Truma, the Smag, the Maka Mishnah, they point out the fact that the Mishnah says it after Rabbi Yossi, and the Beis says it before Rabbi Meir, in Rabbi Meir. Therefore, there is no machlokes. Everyone agrees what can go do. You can wear your begodim, go outside, take them all off, go back inside, go wear everything again, and go back and forth, back and forth. Atzad Hasheni, the being down the Rambam did not go that way. They want to point out, Lechor, that Rambam understood that the Mishnah is not looking like the Braisa, and the words are only coined to Rabbi Yossi, and therefore would not go and pass like this halacha, and this, not this way. Yosef Lalocha Maisa could negate the case of Deleika, could be patient with Chayz of Leivish. So Maisa, come along the Mag Mishnah, he wants Taina the Iker is to be Mekel over here, the Mechab over here has a Stam Yesh Oivim, Stam the Maisa to be Mekel, Yesh Oivim to be Machmer, the Klan the Mechab is Stam Yesh Oivim, Lalocha Stam to be Mekel. Or they point out, look at Simon Shin Aleph, Mephorosh Mechab over there, and Sifmim Dalad, he passes Lekulo. Void says the Mishabur, quotes the Eli Rabba. The Eli Rabba says, maybe even the Rambam is only Dasi Chidoi. Void, if you look up the Eli Rabba inside, he wants to say, maybe the Rambam himself agrees to this Allah over here. And then the day, come on the Mishabur, the place can say, Chayzah, whether you want to say the Rambam argues or not, at the end of the day, the Mishabur is going to pass Lekulo, like the Magi Mishnah over here. So, Lamaisa, again, it came out very simple. We went through three things over here that negated to Begodim, negated Klitash Mishoy, negated to the case of May students over here, of Eichel. In this Mishnah over here, that's Vav Zayin Ches. In the Mishnah, Kamlum discusses not what to go save, but who to go save it. That's the next thing in the Mishnah of who. That means, what's the loch in the negated to Acherim? That means you have a fire in your house, and Acherim Kamlum to go save something. Now, in Acherim L'chur, there are two cases. One is Acherim to go save for himself. That means I have a fire in my house. I tell Reuven, come to my house and take whatever you want for himself. You have a second case of Acherim. Tell Acherim, come to my house and save for me. What's the luck in these two cases? That means first the Mishnah is crossing V'tzil L'chem. You tell them to go save for yourself. Says the Mishnah, if you're Bekayach, go make a cheshbon with him afterwards. The Gemara says, what's the case over here? That's it's Hefker, it could be Zeichet. The Gemara says, who's the person in Mekayach making a cheshbon over here? The Gemara says, if it's a case of a Mis Chasidus, has Nidnun Abeir over here. Amayim must be a case of a Yir Shemayim. Melech Nal on the page points out, very simple, the Chosid is better than Yir Shemayim over here. Maisa, we have a case where we have a Yir Shemayim, and wants to make a cheshbon afterwards. Now, the point out over here in the Sugya, we're discussing, is saying to go save for yourself. Reuven, go save and keep for himself. About to, can you tell Reuven, go save for me? Says to Mr. Bura, it's Mudurk in the Sugya, the Maisa, if I did not already get three suitors, you can be my Shliach. However, I already have three suitors, go save for me, Maisa Mashliach. If I have three suitors, you cannot save for me. And that means saving for me, Lamaisa is also. You can't save for me. Save for himself, Lamaisa is Mutter. Now, when he saves for himself, the second case, how much can he save for himself? Can he save for himself only three suitors? Or can he save for himself as much as he wants? What's this for over here? So come on the basis of he has a machlokes among the Rishonim. Those who want Taino, says the Miri, the Torah goes this way. The Maisa, what's he saving for himself? He's the Baal HaBos. How much can the Baal HaBos save for themselves? Three suitors. So you tell a person to go save for themselves and make a cheshbon afterwards, says the Torah, says the Miri, says the Rav Mishnayis, three suitors and not more than that. Only three suitors. Atzad Hasheni, the Ran and the Beis Yosef bring down the Piskei Rid, and says, let's analyze it. I only have three suitors, why? Because I'm Baal. You, Lamaiso, you're not Baal over here. So why should I have three suitors? Have as many suitors as you want. But he says, if you analyze, you're thinking about it, what's going to happen? You're Baal, you're going to put out the fire. If you put out the fire, what's going to happen? You can't save them anymore for yourself. They don't have anymore. Now they're mine. So if I get, there's something even stopping you to put out the fire. And therefore, you should be able to save as many students as you want. Because forget, if you put out the fire over here, you won't be able to now save as many students as you want. Those are the two sides among the Rishonim. Halacha l'maaseh. Halacha l'maaseh. The coming of the Torah, there's Machmer, coming of the Mechaber, and also passes L'chum over here. The halacha is Dafka, three students, and not more than that. Magavom, Chayodom, Mishabura, the Graz. Now the question is l'maaseh, why? Why is not a good time over here to be as many suitors as you want? I mean, whether it's inside the swear over here that you're not bold, it's not your fire. Whether it's inside the swear over here that forget you put out the fire, you will not be able to get as many suitors as you want over here. So the Chachamim say three different avenues how to answer this. The way out there, Shaitin says over, a person, even though it's not his, but once a person has the mentality that he's a balabos, there's a chashash to put out the fire. And it says over here, the Maxar Shekel explains, a gam, he'll lose out of it. But when they get to money, people don't think. Once you think you're the balabos, you think you're in control of everything, you don't even chap, you put out the fire, you lose out of it. Maxar said, therefore you have the get of chashash, shemi chabo. Again, why is there chashash over here? Why could that people, they think, they might put out the fire because they think it's all theirs. That's one way of saying over. The way the people got to be said over calling the early Shabbos. No, the reason of Shemi Chaba, there's no shash. It's not Sukkah by itself. We know already the same that Shuma says you always have to worry about inside the Sukkah of Hitzah over here. The Sukkah of Hitzah over here. No. The Sukkah of Hitzah. And therefore, in this situation, you have a Bayam inside the Sukkah of Hitzah. A third way of saying over, come on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you want to sign up inside the sugya of life look. Did not make it. Why Chazal say, if you're saving for yourself, the loch is three suitors. The Naf community, which svar you say over, is best when we're saying that two cases. The fourth is the third case over here. There's one case when I ask you to say for me. That's the Mishmur says you can't when they have three suitors. The case where you're saving for yourself, that Mishmur says the three suitors. What about you say for me without me asking you? If I don't ask you to go say for me, how much can you say for me? I don't ask. You're not my shliach. You do it, but that's atzmoy. So the Mishmur already brings down this case of Sukkotan Dalit. He brings down the Chai Odom and says, since there's no chashash kivoy, Lashon Efsher, you can take out whatever you want. Everything. Who argues? The grass says, no, the mice says, also. Why? The Shitosoi. The Mishmur says, what's the chashash over here? Shemi Chabo, because he's the Malabos. Mitzal Sugyo, maybe I saw, but it's Shemi Chabo, he says over here. When you take out from me, there's no Chash Shemi Chabo. The grass says, you know why? Loi plug, somebody says, this is over here. That means it comes out, what's for you? Come on to ask when they not make enough Kamino, can you take out from me? That means the question here again, another person, question on the test, another person who takes out food. How many suitors are the other person's, a friend of Reuven, can take out for you? That answer depends, three different cases. If you ask him, nothing. If he does for himself, three suitors. He does for you by himself, the luck is as much as he wants, says the Chayodom. Why are they coming with three different aspects over here? What? Did you ask him for himself or for me? Sorry? The Balbos, if I already took out? No, if I did not take out, yes. You can be my shliach. I take off
that.
Which is,
it's
just also for the Balabas to say, or is even also for the guy to do it? Don't know. Sif Yod, until now, it's costed number one is what to save, number two, who to save, and number three is now where to save. Right? Everyone knows the W's. We did already the who and the what, now the where. The mission we have brings down on Kuvchov. That we have machlokes over here. Tanna Kamma says you can be saved to the chutz mureves, and Ben Beseri says even the achot she'in mureves. Now it comes out lekuli alma, the person that cannot save to the case of shushurabim. But otherwise, the case of chutz mureves, in mureves, that's the case of the machlokes. Now, what situation we're discussing over here? Until now, in the Mishnah has three cases: has a case of motzin, kitash mishoy, and mablushim. Which one are we discussing in the halacha that a person can only say to chutz mureves? So you read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says very simple. After the mozoin, where to go save it to? It says go save the chutz mureves. Visham says the Mishnah is klitash mishoy. And then the Mishnah says a third thing, akeshim mabushim. The question is, how do you read the third case over here? Umatzilim the kli mabushim. You begotim. Isn't that a hemshich of everything we said beforehand? That means even where to? Well, no, something that stands by itself. That's a shayla among the achronim. That means about the case of Mosin, and the case of Klita Shmishai, how do we pass in Chachomim verse Ben Beseira? My about the pass in Loch is only in the Chatz Mureves. That's clear, that's Ramam, Torah, Mechaber, we go this way. That means Mosin Klita Shmishai, only Chatz Mureves. That means Chatz means a place you can go carry. Nobody has Mitzal the Sugar itself. Negate to Malbushim, that's the shayla over here. How do you read the Mishnah? Is it Mishnah be mamshich on the situation before and kaiti klitash mishoy? I just like Kleita Shmisha is only the Kain Chatz Mureves here also. No Tzvapay Nafshay. The Maisa that Ramah brings down, Yesh Makilim, that the Halacha does not apply to the situation of negate the case of clothing. You can even take the Chatz in the Mureves. As Sadr Shani the Bach says, you don't read it that way. The Bach says, no, it's a Hemshech in the Mishnah, only Kain Chatz Mureves. The Maestro comes to the Mishabura and he says the Achrem do not go like the Bach, and he quotes the Nachla Tzvi, the Ali Rabba, the Prisha, the Graz, and others, and he says all the Achrem go, the Loch is the case of only by Mambushim coming to Bechalik, the Loch is you can take it, the case even the Chosha in the Mureves. He points out Pashtis, the Torah walk to Bechalik is Derech Malbush. Derech Malbush, no by Avatzah. No by Avatzah, Lachur, should be even the case of a Shosha Rabbin. Diva speaks out the Mishabura Lachur, even to the case of a Shoshirama might have a right to go take it. He said in the Sharatin, certainly by us, the Gamma Mokavam does not sound that way. For us, we do not have a Shoshirama's man is there. I come out and negate to Mavushim, you have a right to take it wherever you want. So again, it comes out and negate the Lachan Sefiyot, where we're passing, is the case of Mosan and Klita Shmisha, the only case of Chotzmu Reves. Your Mavushim, your clothing, you can take the case of either even Enim Reves, even the case of Shoshirama. Sifid Aleph is now back to the Sefer Truma. Now, to be clear, we have two different Sefer Trumas, both in the same sim in the Sefer Truma. Two different halakas. We have Sif Beis, we have Sifid Aleph. In Sif Beis, we had a case of the Sefer Truma discussing to betal to mukso, negate the sugya when you have a fire at Leiko. We point out over there, negate the Sefer Truma and Sif Beis, there are two ways to understand the sugya of the heter. Either his heter is all mukso, you have a right to betal to muk mehsi rubo. That's how we said the base mayor and the Tverei Sol went. And I see now that some slave went this way, the Menara Torah went this way. Shmir Shabbos says that's how the Chayodim Lameister went. That's how the Shedi, the way how the Mishabru went, up in the Chayodim and the Bach, there is no het to be metal to muksa unless a person is bowl upon the situation to save you from an Isser Chomer. That's one Sefer Truma. Metal to muksa, when the person is bowl, save yourself from an Isser Chomer. In the same shtickle, coming over here, the Sefer Truma, and he wants to taino that the whole entire Isser is dafka saving it to a case of giving, not a case of your own bias, your own chotzer, we'll find what that means, only where exactly you go save it. Now, why did Mechaber divide up the two Sefer Trumas? Because one discussing what to save, that's the beginning of the Simen. He was discussing where to save, that's after Sif, so Fid Alf discussing where to save it to. I mean, Sif Yod discussing which chotzer and whoever's and whoever's. He was discussing now also where to go save things. Now, what does the Sefer Truma over here saying? Betzim, there are different cases or places to go save things. There's a chotzer that could be your own private chotzer. One case. There could be a chotzer that's shutefes. A second case. You can have a case of your a bias that's your own house. You can have a bias to your friend's house. I mean, Betzim, we have four cases over here you can discuss. So let's take each one over here. First, you have chotzer in your own house. And you want to take the chetzim from your own house, food, heter, and you want to take it to your friend's house, may bias la bias. What's the locha in that case? Says the Sefer Truma, Gam de Gemara says the chashash mitzad the sugya of kivoy. However, he points out who the ikik chashash is. The Gemara goes on further and negates the sugya of chavis is atzor. Bias la bias does not look like a case of atzor because of makura. It's covered over here. So once it not look like atzor, person has a right to take from one bias to another bias. Let's say about Shumo, bias to bias, from your house to your friend's house, the mice it's mutter. Atzad Hasheni, Kamul Namban, Duran, and the Torah wants to go this way. It says, what do you mean? If the whole Shashman says a stick of Kivoy, what's the difference you take from the case of a bias to a Chotzer, or a case of a bias to a bias? And therefore the mice they want to answer it. That means Machlokes among the Rishonim is a heter from one bias to another bias. Is there a heter to take more than three students over here? Lalocho, the Mechaber has Yesh Oimim V'Yesh Oimim. When the cloud the Mechaber Yesh Oimim V'Yesh Oimim, what's Lalocho? He passed on the second Yesh Oimim. That means the Mechaber is passing L'chumro. That means the Chumro is passing both Sefer Trumas L'chumro. The one is the Beis, and the one Sefer Yud Aleph. Both Sefer Trumas, the Mechaber is passing L'chumro. The Maiso, both is the Beis, and over here also. Yes, Dav Yesh Oimim.
Don't we pass by the first
lashon? Mustav Yishim pass by Mustav. But here's Yishim. And therefore the grass is kosher for the Mechaber. The Maisa and Sif Beis, we saw the Mishmura say, the Ik is like the Bach Lekula, we pass Lekula like the same Shumo. And over here also, come the Bach, what's the Mitzan Lehokul, and therefore the Mishmura brings down to Milzer Abonon, therefore Esher Shes Lismach Lehokul, and the Ardol is Maisa Mekul, Chayodim, Nezi Yisrael, Shulchan Atzei Shittim, and then one time the Lok is a person can be Mekul from your bias to your friend's bias. That means both Mishnah Brewers come along with the Og and the Mechaber. And Mitzad the Loch is, we do pass like both say, but Shumas over here to be Michael. So again, we have one case over here. The Loch is that me, Bias the Bias, say, but Shumas being Michael, and Mishnah Brewers being Mitzad to be Michael upon that. A second case, let's say a Bias in your own house, Mechader le Cheder. You have in your own house, you want to take food one place or another more than three suitors. That the Mishmur brings down Al Rabba from the Shulda Gibarim Lukuli Amal Maisetz Mutter. Vada you can. There's no shayla over here. A third attempt to now. What about a case from your own bias to your own chotzer? So over here the case the chotzer is not Makura, but Maisetz your own chotzer. Maybe in this case the Maisetz can be Mekel. We didn't say that Shumi wants to be Mekel in this case also. Maisetz Taz says over here even the Torah wants to be Mekel in this situation. Basically, he says, no, just like the Torah argues and says, but Shumo, my bias, the bias, whom we did my bias, the chotzer. And Ziva comes out, according to Mechaber, and where he understands, explains the base Yosef. He passed a look to Maisa, not like a same with Shumo, my bias, the bias, and my bias, the chotzer. And that's what the Mishmur explained, that's Das in the Mechaber. However, Mishmur Paskins, not like that way, my bias, the bias, or come out, according to the Mishmur, by case of bias, the chotzer, to your own chotzer. Also, the Maisa Lechor, you can't be Megal, especially when you have the Taz over here that says the Kulam, you can't be Megal. And therefore, that's a Rab, the Chayot, and the Graz, the Maisa, that's how they paskin. So, just to be clear, what came out, we have a couple levels over here. Number one, Oisa Bayis, meaning Mechader Lechader, Mishmur comes out, Lukula Amal, the Maisa, it's Mutter. Number two, a case over here, when a case of Mebayis, the Bayis of Mechaver, that means a case of Mukura, covered over here. Mishmur says, also can be Mekel. Number three, when a case of me bias to chotzer of your own chotzer, that means even though it's not Makura, but since your own place, also you mitzad to be Mekel Mishnah Berurah. Mash enkin, a case to go to the chotzer Mishutefes, or the case of chotzer Acheres, the case of Shusur Abim, all these cases that are not Makura, Lochin Yafi Machmin had the klom of three students, Kitash Misha, and all the klom negate to the Mishnah. That means the Mishmur better makes four levels of your loch for Maisro. To apply the klal of the Sefer Truma, they can pass on the klal like the Sefer Truma. I'm trying to make it a little bit practical over here. We have two Sefer Trumas. We have one over here in Sefer, one Sefer Aleph. Again, Sefer says the person is right to Matal to Mukso, the person is bold, might lead to the Issa Deraiso. That means the case of a Batim Kroivim, it's not your own house, it's your house is next to it, you have a right to Matal to Mukso. Over here we have the Loch and Sefer Aleph, you have a right to Matal inside the own house. You have right to Matatul Lufur Mitzad that way from a bias to a bias, no problem. Let's take one case that I've seen numerous times in my lifetime. Some people have Neiris on the Shabbos table. And it used to be that way for years. Now some people on the side of the table. One of the reasons why they put it on the side is because some people, children of course, they think it's fun, a game, to bang on the table and see what happens to Neiris. And every once in a while, when you bang on the table, what happens to Neiris? It falls. And then the Balabas has about a half a second to 2 seconds to decide what to go do over here. Do we say very simple, put wood around the table, let the table burn down over here, put oil around the table, let the table burn down, or do you pick up the nair that's lit on the table and metaltal mukso? Do you have a right to metaltal mukso to save the table from burning down? So let's analyze what the loch over here is when a candle falls down the table. Do you have a right to pick up the nair over here? So first, you start saying right away we have an Ezi Yisrael, bring down the Shulchan Atzei Shittim, the Mishmur Sefkot and Dalet, says Bizman is there, everything is Chashash Koch Nefesh. If it's Chashash Koch Nefesh, there's no Chashash of Kivoy. And therefore the loch is a person right to Metatel many Suze as you want, says the Mishmur also, you right to Metatel Mukso. If so, let a person Yerushat Koch Nefesh, table the house, or your mother might be very upset, or whatever the reason is. So come out over here, if you have a Chash Kivoy, you might have right to Metal Tomokso. The problem is, the Mishmur goes on further and says, the Chor to Mephakrik upon the Heter. You have other blocks to worry about. says a limchlis over here. L'maisa perich bali. He might do all the melachas. So we said he can metatel the candle over here. So you could argue, what other melacha is the chashash over here? What else? Mishmur says other chashash either chfira, or the melacha is a tzah. No one's doing a tzah on the candle. No one's doing chfira on the candle. So what's the chashash? Kiboy, kibamais is mutter. So what's the chashash? So go metatel. Maybe he'll agree in this situation. You could tell him the chashash is. You'll pick it up, and then you blow it out. Because the person who takes Bahala will pick it up, but now there's no more Koch Nefesh. So maybe that's a Kshash over here. Well, in that situation, you have no right to pick up the candle over here. Maybe. But Maisel, in the case of the own bias, your own house, by us, Mishmuel over here saying, in Sifkid Aleph, the amount of suits you can take out is as many as you want. That means Batim Kravim and your own house has the same Aloha. David McGill Saver speaks out, in your own house, you have a right to metal to mukso. The only chashash you'll be a ball and lead to Yisurim if you take it out of your house. That's the chiddush of the Saver Shumo. But in your own house, or even Bais L'chotzer, there's no chashash of being ball to lead to Issa Deraisa. David wants a taino, just like about Batim Kravim. The loch is, you have a right to metal to mukso. He also, your own house has the same category, same level, and you have a right to metal to mukso. David said to Megillah Sefer, on the case when a person bangs and a candle falls down the table and it's lit on the table, says Ishmael Shabbat Kosai, the same situation, the candle is lit on the table, you put the two Sefer Shumas together, what do you go do? You have a half a second to remember this halacha over here. What's halacha? You pick up the candle. You metal to mukso. Why? Because you only have ba'isa bayis, and therefore there's no problem over here. Now the Shmir Shabbos points us out to what time he really get it from. He says, look at Sif Beis. He says, look at the Mishmur Sifkot in Zayin, and the Mishmur Sifkot on Sifkot in Nun Gimel. And of course, Sifkot Nun Gimel is a very nice raya. The loch is, when you have a fire in your house, what to go do? The Mishnah will say you have two options. Either you have to put water around the fire, and therefore the fire will go out naturally without the sugya of Grama, or you put leather around the fire. That's the Mishnah says. Is leather the maisa muksa? Is leather muksa? So you go to Siv Shinches, Siv Chafei, the Eilim learned, and numerous times the case of leather the maisa is muksa. If so, how in the world are you moving muksa when there's a fire inside your house? Says the Mishmur, you know why? When they say Vatshum, it's very good in your own house, Lamatatu muksa. Before Shem Mishmur that says in your own house, Lamatatu muksa, when they say Vatshum. Now you could say there's a drop different of a situation moving all the muksas for this fire, and here you're picking up the ner itself that's muksa. You say, if I care, the ner itself is better. You're saving the fire. Start playing which is better. Maisha Shmir Shabbos points out we have Mishnah that says lamatal to muksa in your own house going to save a truma.
The Mishnah
says
the Shulchan Aruch
asking to save a truma inside your house. He said the kulei alma, and Mishnah anyway doesn't even pass back but he calls the kulei alma this situation. The evil comes out. I know there's Nishma Shabbos, Maisa wants to be Machmer. Maisa Shmir Shabbos, Megillah Sefer says, you put the two sugars together, Sifkid Aleph to base. The loch is when you have a candle lit on the table, what do you go do? You pick up the candle. You pick up the candle, and you put it back down again. You don't blow it out. That's the act of Kiva over here. You pick up the candle over here. It works out very nicely with it. Don't have to come on, but it shows that I'm pointing out that your own bias is the same halacha b'atam makrovim. Own bias has the same halacha b'atam makrovim.
I'm
yeah. And you asked me explaining your answer. You're proving what I'm saying. You think I had to without it? Lav dafka, maybe. Now. We have a Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tezayin Beis. The Mishnah brings down Matzil Tika Seifim Asefer, Tika Tfilim Im Atfilin. Again, there's money inside the stick over here. Now, the get about these halachas we'll leave till next time. But there's a side stick over here that more discussed inside the stick of Mafshit. Now, in the Lamed Test Malachas, one of them is Mafshit. Now, I've asked certain people in the Kabbalah what that is, they weren't sure exactly what it is. So, the question is where exactly are Mafshit? The Mishnah Berurah, the end of the Mishnah Berurah goes to where all Lamed Tes Melachos are brought down in Mishnah Berurah. So the last Mishnah Berurah, he says, where's Mafshit brought down? He said in the Siman Shinchov Zayin. Over there are four lines of the Mishnah Berurah, basically saying the Av, the Tov, and the Shira, and that's it. That means really is no place on the sugya of mafshit. Since our sugya like to go through some basic questions to get the sugya of being mafshit something on Shabbos. The Gemara by us on the Kuvda Zayin discusses when the Pesach comes out on Moshe Shabbos, therefore the current Pesach is on Shabbos. Now you do the Shechito. Now a person, when they have to go do it, they have to be hoitzah the Emurim to be makta the chalavim, the fats. What to go do? B'Shmuel says you skin it until the chazo. The Chachom say what a person do, he skins the whole entire animal. What's the machlokes? The Gemara says the reason why the Chachom said he skinned the whole entire animal, you have pasuk kobal Hashem l'meneu. The Gemara says, what does that mean? To pshatim, either mitzad you do not want to be masriach, it's on the sugar of the freshness. Mitzad, it's not nice for the country shemayim to be mutul kinevelo, it's on the sugar of presentation. Therefore, it's kobal toid Hashem, very important idea of freshness or the idea of presentation. The Gemara brings down that a chum told Rabbi Shmuel of being a riot smutter. Just like by the case of Tikat film imat tefillin, person has the right to take with the tefillin kesev to metaltel with it money. Who also a person has the right who does have shoto to skin not only the animal to the chazan to skin the whole entire animal. The Gemara says in sugya of total mukso, the same thing they get to the sugya of Korban Pesach, the right to skin the whole entire animal. Now the kasha of people did not see the sugya. I see their faces on what's going on. What's the shaychus? Learn the sugya. The Gemara asks a question. What's the shaychus? The Gemara is very simple. One's mukso. One's a malacha. What malacha, says Rashi, one's one lamtes malacha of avshato. One being betal to mukso. What's going on? What's the dimmi one to another? The Gemara has a half of omni going back and forth where the sugya over here is, gets involved with the sugya of Dov Shem Eskabin, the Gresha. The Gemara ends up with the case over here, the shuggle lebe barzei. Rashi explains this take over with the case of strips, the case of a shwas, and then a derech to a case of avshato this way. These were the only case to draw upon them. In this sugya over here, the numerous great negate to the achoyim, negate to the sugya, dov shem eskam, sequential nichle the oruch. Oruch wants to be right from the sugya. Other rishonim want to answer it. They get involved with the sugya of sequential loy ichbeslei, is right from the sugya, negate to the nichle. They get involved with chorus, not dov shem eskabin, shulam loch hashem tuklugufoy. Numerous rays over here, negate the sugya, dov shem eskabin. That we learn in daf kuf gimel. Negate the sugya over here by the idea of avshoto, of skinning something. The Gemara is coming out, the skin of the animal, mice is deraiso, unless you do in a case of strips, not directly go do it in the case of the Rabban over here. What is the melacha being mafshit something? So what the Mishbura says at the end of Simon Shinchov Zayin, it basically says the av is to separate the skin from the meat. The toldo, says the Mishbura, is separating the or from the or. That means when you have a cloth, you have duch satois, you take the skin, separate two different skins from itself, the higher level, the upper level, and the lower level. That's the case of the toldo. Part of it you write the same Torah on, the other part you don't write the same Torah on. That means you have two different levels of skin. And then it gets involved inside the sugya of the shear. That's all he says, negates the sugya of being mafshit. Now the question is, how do we apply that practically? Negate us, what is the definition of mafshit? To start with the question, peeling something, the maisa is one of the lamtes melachas. You can't peel the skin from off the animal. Can you peel an orange on Shabbos? You're peeling an orange, a peel from the orange. Can you peel a cucumber, the peel from the cucumber? You're peeling something, being mafshit. Chor should be ulcer. So, maisa maybe is ulcer. So, first I point out this Rashi of the Ayin Dalet that we saw when we listened to of Mechatech or Baino. Over there, the Gemara speaks out that when a person he makes a chavito, you have 7 lochas. When a person makes a chilsa, makes a beehive, he's over 11 lochas. When a person does a chaita lepumya, makes a rim to this beehive, he's over 13 lochas. What's the two extra lochas that you're over here? Says Rashi, you're over an extra locha of klisha and teifer. Speaks out Rashi, why aren't you over the iser of mafshit? You're taking this corner, this reed, and you're peeling it. When you peel something, a reed, you should be over the iser of mafshit. Says Rashi Yasid, Hafshota is only the skin negate an animal. Hasi negate a balchai. Hafshota negate a balchai. Hafshota does not negate the foods or other things over here. You can peel an orange, you can peel a cucumber, it's not nickel together of being mafshit something. Maisi look in the sugya over there, in the Oitza Goinim, the Goinim says, what is the Issa when a person adds on this kono? He says, the Issa of mafshit. Says Rosh explains in the Tziv, when you and on this kana, you even the isra mafshit. If so, frak the kodeshani, you tie some lachis. How could you peel an orange? How can you peel a cucumber? Then one time a bishlam made cucumber, you tell me it's royal achila. Eat even the peel. But how can you peel an orange? It's orachim. It's orachim. Lemaiso, let's go out and bake the place. Go, bake the place. Can say, I mean, mafshit is only negate the balchai and not negate the things that are not balchai. You go like Rashi and not like the Oitha Goinim. In Rashi's Mahalach, that mafshit means only to balchai. There are behemoths, the Oifis, chicken, there's dogim, fish, and there's human beings. Where does mafshit apply to which animals is in Issa taking off the skin from something? So first, the gate to behemoth, that's Gemara's case. Karan Pesach, that's Isser, that's the case of the Mishkan. The gate to chicken, is there being mafshit on chicken? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Shinchov Aleph, what's tiny little mice, it's Or. And they will, what's this for to Mechalik? The Or on behemoth, there's Or on a chicken. And then one time, there is also being mafshit on a chicken. You take a chicken, do shchita, and when you want to be mafshit, maybe on yontif, it's mutter, shchita is mutter, mafshit is mutter. But do not Shabbos, even the Isra being mafshit. And therefore, that's how big the place can go, the Isra the Raisa, of being mafshit chicken, agam, the Isra Pim Godim, in the Sugo and Shabbos of Ayin Dalit. We want to tie in the disgusting case of a vaz geese. He says things that are shy to be eaten, one time there is no din of being mafshit. Told the Shmuel once go this way. But the Ikkar Swam say, number one, like the Aruch HaShulchan. Number two, even the Prima Gonim can say he means only negate the Issa Deraiso. We know negate Sugar Ma'abed. There's no Ma'abed Oichlin. Yet Ma'abed and we mafshit come out the same thing over here. Again, if anything, I'll say mafshit, I understand more that they're skinning more than a case of salting vegetables. Looks like Ma'abed. So we can say even Prima Gonim can be this Issa up on them. So my son, we hold is the Issa, the Chor being mafshit on the case of also chicken. What about by a case of fish? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, we have Gemara and Shabbat Davkov Ches. Fish also has skin over here. Except the Gemara gets involved with why do we not write our film on the ore of the fish? Gemara says, because maybe it's a Paschal Zuma, not Paschal Zuma. Otherwise, fish might have skin. Says the Avad is to be mafshit on fish. Also, if you take the skin and you peel it off, you know, it's the rice that may mafshit. What about on the person? Oh, we'll have to get to that's the question. First, we're saying, what is Chalon? Then we have to give out things that we eat. The fourth level, negate to a person, is the Issa being mafshit. So there's a Yaivitz and Shuvah discussing, can you work on cadavers on Shabbos? On Mason on Shabbos, can a person work on cadavers on Mason? Not mitad sugya of koch nefesh. He says, mitad medical reasons, you're dealing with two Issurim deraisa. One, the kind of thing set aside, mechatech. The other one, he says, you're even the Issa being mafshit. You're taking the skin off from the human being. You're even the Issa mafshit. Which could get involved with, if so, when anyone peels their skin, let's say, on their lips, on Shabbos, everyone discusses grazes, why not even also the Issa of Mafshit? Building upon this is the Issa of Mafshit on a person, just a question to throw out. Can you, when you do a Priya on Shabbos by Milo, is that an act of being Mafshit? Someone who's a Mael and does a Priya on Shabbos, now Vadi Yelatu, everyone does. The Maiso, is that me mafshit? You tell me maybe it is, or the Pasuk matches it. The Bayad is Gemara. The Gemara Kuvav says, that why do you need a Pasuk matter meal on Shabbos? I the Maiso should be more too anyway. The Gemara says, Elamai, it must be Chavol b'Shabbos, the Maiso Yechayev. Correct that, Choynim, you said Yeshurim Chodashani. I'll tell you why you need a Pasuk. Mafshit, Goizes, other Melachas. Why do you have the Chavol the Maiso's also? I ain't sure what they answer. Maisa Vadi can't do meal on Shabbos. Maisa comes out, Luchu the Loch is weird, mafshit by Behemoth, yeah. But if the dog game is Machlik is Beikim Machmer, and Pashas who did in my case of Odom. If so, now the question is, we eat chicken. Can you peel the skin of the chicken off your cooked chicken? So Rav Shapiro over here gave this question to his Bachim last week, and they get the Sugya Barer. We get the Sugya Bar. There they get involved with the Sugya Bar taking off the skin. They get involved two sugyas. Those who are tiny, if people eat it, some do eat it, whether you care for it or don't care for it, maybe I don't appreciate it, don't want it. The Moshe says, if you don't care, don't appreciate it, but it's Menechod. Menechod, Avadi can separate one from another. Chicken is chicken, no problem with the Sugya Bar. Those who are mafakfik upon the Moshe. Those are the tiny, let's say you're an istis, you can't eat it. So Avadi is getting two meaning. So much you want to say it's one min, most of us want to argue, but they don't want taina, it's not worse than the case of a klipa. And therefore, b'shas achila, the maisi can take it off. So come on, all of us, we're taking off b'shas achila, the skin of the chicken. It's not buried enough to worry about, either because it's min echad, or because a klipa b'shas achila, maisi, it's motor. However, the gate to us, and that's the gate to the chicken, the gate to the hairs of the chicken, also you should learn how exactly what the head over there is. That means if you go to certain places there, the hairs of the chicken taking off, you have also by Yam Tzadda Sikha Bar. But the gate to us, Min Tzadda Sikha being mafshit. The Chorah, what is the heter? No min echad, the gate to taking off the skin from the chicken. We know what's raw for Isadir Aisa. So here also, when it's cooked, why should be any difference? So Maisa, the Archa Shukr, when he comes along to ask already, the loch is that mafshit applies by chicken. Said, but don't ask to cook chicken. Because Maisim Mechol Yoim, everyone takes off the skin. Don't say we don't eat it, Daddy, right? A lot of you can eat it, but everyone takes it off all the time. The Maisim, you take it off. Well, what is the heter over here? So the Achronim have numerous svaras why it's a matter. Pashas, each svar is arguing one with another. But at the end of the day, the Maisim, it's mutter. We'll come to out maybe nafkamin is over here. That means the Maisim, but it's mutter. The Archa Shukran says it. We're down by the Paiskim, or Latin, Chodashani. If you want to simple upon him, we're maybe all bringing down this mutter. First of all, I said, why is it mutter? Why can you take off the skin from the chicken? So, one reason, the Moshe discusses, can a person take off the feathers inside the sugya of grazes? People sometimes have hairs upon the outside of grazes. We discussed it one time. The Moshe had this chiddush over here, something that's kamerutim v'aimdim, something that's so soft it can come off very easily, but not nichol the sugya of grazes. Now, we look grazes, we point out it's very hard to understand what the yisod of Moshe is. Rabbi wants a taino, just like my glazes kumrutim vo'imdim, also negate to the sugar of mafshit kumrutim vo'imdim. Ulai. A second idea how to say over the way that Archa Shukran wants to answer. He wants taino, the heter, be'is achila. Derech achila. We know by the sugar of Bayer, b'shas achila is a heter. He also nichol negate of be'is achila, b'shas achila. Now they point out that first of all, Lumas Achronim said, but glazes is no heter b'shas achila. Therefore, the Chodeshan Sheva Kossi does not like the Torah. But we spoke out a couple of times, which food has a heter of B'shas Achila, B'is Achila? That means you pointed out, can you rip food and get Achila? Can you rip a cucumber? Can you rip a pepper? No, it's a Kireya. Can you mechatech? No, it's a mechatech. Makapachish Mishmur says no. Is there Boina B'Eichel? We got to bring there is. Is there Kleisha B'Eichel? About there is. Is it ma'abed ba'eichel? We say, can still eat vegetables. So it's not that simple that certain malachas you can, certain malachas you can't. That means, is there a heter la'alter ba'eichel? We point out, there's be a rash, but one time there is a heter la'alter. By losh, we don't pass that way by losh. Not by makapachis, not by glazes, not by toichin. So why in the world do we come up to be makel over here? I mean, the true that I want to make it by toichin, we make it one mechosh l'chomro, mechadim l'timach l'chaznish. So it's very hard to understand this side over here, there's a heter of be'is achilo. A third svara of the idea over here of again, there's one svara kumutim ba'idim, the second svara of ba'is achila, a third svara there's no hafshata ba'ichlin. Again, hard to understand. Food is no hafshata. Why not? A fourth svara is that maybe when you already cook it, it's changed to being skin, and this is food. Come over to the or Shulchan has not a svara. Yes, there is afshata, but this is not afshapping anything. It's one of the same, it's one thing, it's food over here. A fifth svara, told the Shmuel wants taina, there's no afshata by chicken. So before those one argue on the side, there's no afshata on chicken. So finally, we have five reasons why the maisa to be making why there's no isra afshata. Now, if community is, take a different case. Take fish. Herring lechora has all five reasons. What about white fish? White fish is, you go to a bris in America. Well, here you have it sometimes. You have this white fish, you open it up, and you have the other side, the golden side, and you have the fish inside. Now, you want to scrape out and take out the white and leave behind the gold. It's not edible over here. So you lose some of the reasons over here. The mice is a mutter. Same Torah's Chaim goes back and forth with the reasons. He has a hard time, why the mice are, why is it mutter? At the end of the day, he went to Zalman Chamek Goldberg, Zatzal, and he went over to Zil Orbach. They want a taina, it's Makalkal over here. Done in Vashimosh, and therefore they want to make a nachbid of why to matter it. They point out, they did not say about the case of chicken. Or another case they say, people tell me the Chabura, if you have tongue, you cook it. Can you peel the tongue to outside level so it's not edible over here? Can you peel it on Shabbos? Take your third case. You have raw fish. That means to make sushi on Shabbos, point out, it might be Issa Megabe. Some, you want to serve raw fish. People take it and put it inside the food. Why? I don't know. It seems to be the fact that people eat raw fish. Can you skin the raw fish off from the backside of the fish, from the skin over here? Can you take it off, the meat from the skin over here? Go through the Sforas. According to the reason, it's after cooking, Murutim O'inim doesn't apply. According to Be'is Achila, Dar Achila, L'maisa, it's in the kitchen. Mitzan, the Suga, has to get a Torah, Oichel, L'maisa, don't eat it. See, the feed the Sforas, by or not Shach, but the thing that we eat, L'maisa, we don't eat over here also. So, the question is, what Sforas L'maisa left with? Because it's Roel Achila if you would cook it. L'maisa is not cooked right now. Why? Because that way for Shimush. Again, that's the tradition of Zamechem and Goldberg was Taino. No one says about a case of chicken that worked for Shimush. So it's not that simple to say a person has a right to skin raw fish on Shabbos. Mice, again, I'm leaving as a question clearly what's out there of people I see on Shabbos. They have the white fish, the other mice is cooked, and they do take off the inside fish, even though they don't eat the skin. I mean, depends on what story you're coming from. Can a person really take out the white fish? That only seems to yes to. L'chor, the skin sushi or raw fish on Shabbos, l'chor will be a baya over here. L'chor will be an issa over here. Just to not end before 1 o'clock, because it should be a case of a bit of Torah over here. Go back to the sugi we said a different time. We have the Mishavua and Sivkotin Dalid. The Mishavua over there speaks out. Mishavua speaks out, the loch of the Nezi Sof, the Shulchan Asay Sitim, we said beforehand, the loch is that from Mokum, the Leiko, the loch is Bizmanazeh, that even though we paskin like the Bach, the loch is you cannot take out as many suitors, only three suitors inside your own house. However, over here, since the whole reason why you can only do three suitors, Chash, Shemech, Kiboy, might do an act of putting out a fire over here. So the loch is, therefore, since Bizmanazeh, the Amos says you allowed to put out the fire, the loch is that a person can now save more than three suitors. I mean, Bizman and Zabish will be done the Nazi Yisrael, Shulchan Asi Shittim, you can save more than three suitors. Allah. He goes on further, and therefore it says, once you pass the save a Chumas of Beis, you can also be Matal to Mukso, Beis. Save more than three suitors and Matal to Mukso, and then he goes on further and wants to be Fakfik upon it. It says, the Maisa ain't Limkos in the Makilim. If you think about it, of course, it's Tirim Nea Bey. Mishmur come along and says over here, the loch is you can save more than three suitors bizmanazeh from your bias to your chotzer. Why? Because there's no isser chash kivoy because you're allowed to put out the fire. Why is the reason allowed to be metal to mukso? To save you from the isser of chash kivoy putting out the fire. Again, a person over here today, a person has a right to take out more than three suitors from his bias to his chotzer. Why? Because there is no isser putting out the fire. But you allow metal to mukso to save you from the issue of putting out the fire. You allow put out the fire. That's a stero. One kasho. The second kasho. Mishmur says, Ein lim chois, on those who are mekel, to mitzav the sheet of the issue of Eta Oroch. Issue of Eta Oroch says, the main issue, what's the main reason why we come to Machmer? From Bayis the Chotzer, mitzav the Sugi Vaitso. Bizman is there, we have no Bayam, mitzav the Sugi Vaitso. Why? Because we have no Shusi Rabbim. Says Isvet Orach, and therefore you can metal to mukso. Why say about Shumo? So again, let's analyze it. The reason why you can take out more than three suitors, because we have no Shisram, because there is no Chash Issa over here, because the main Chash Issa is Itzo. We don't worry about the Issa of Kivoy. But, you have a right to take out mukso, because we have Chash of the Issa of Kivoy. That's not Chash of Kivoy. But if you're right to take it all out, it's not Chash Kivoy. Stirum Nebei. Third question, the same mission of Brua. Going on further, ends over the Chai Odom. Achim have a right to take out more than three suitors. We just mentioned before, and Achim can take out as many suitors as he wants. And Achim have a right to take out Mukso. Why does Achim have a right to take out as many suitors as they want? There's no Chash Kivoy. They have a right to Metal to Mukso. Why? Says Mishmur Magavram. Because it's a Chash Kivoy. So, maybe you can answer one or two of them. Because there's a big problem here. Just read the word slowly. To steer him there, bay. That means if you understand that, I had to say that Truman Tzad, Sugim Hefzit, the base mayor, the treasurer, the Menorah Torah, Sam Sofer, Beseder. once the Mishmua and Sifkot and Vav went, the loch is like the Mogar from the Bach, Shulchan Atze Shittim the Chayodom. Now, I said that who is being Mekel, Nezi Sov, Shulchan Atze Shittim, went like the Mogar from. Who is being Mekel, the Chayodom, going like the Mogar from. Old Mitzal, Sugya Bo, Mitzal, Shukhshar Shkivoy, saving himself from Isra Chomer, who is the steering of Nebe. How do you answer Mishmua Sifkot down? Three separate lochas. The Sifkot is saying, we're not worried about Shash Kivoy, therefore you have a head of Shash Kivoy. So maybe, Ulai, Mishech Shaloi Bederech, someone's stuck on the way in the Derech, and he's carrying something. The look is, since we have a Chashash, you might carry Dalad Amis, you have a right to carry Pachas, Pachas, and Dalad Amis. Right to take off less than three Amis, and three Amis, and three Amis. Let's say he knows, I'm not going to be over any Yisurim, I know I'm not going to carry Dalad Amis. I know I can control myself. I know it's his wallet that I'm carrying, I don't care, it's his money. The Chazal come along and tell me, the loch is, I have no heter. The only reason I have right to pachas min dal amis is why? To save myself from the issa of dal amis. But I know I'm not going to do dal amis. What do you know? Chazal came along and said, since beklali is the chash of dal amis, therefore we have a heter of being metato pachas min dal amis. For example, Mishmua says, Achem have a right to go save yourself from what's going on inside in your house. Achem can as many soon as you want. Why to save chashash kivoy? Maybe the baal bas. The Mishmua speak out the baal bas there, baal bas not there. Maybe he's not there. Maybe there's no chashash at all. But maybe the seid over here is the Mishmua saying, instead of a truma saying over here, the seid is that Chazal give you a heter when you have a wallet upon you, whether it be piled as a chashash at so or not, but loy plug. Kain over here in the gate of the sugar of adloko, we know that people are bought by adloko. Whether you personally have a chashash kivoy or not, but your leg will be metal to muksa, or loy plug. Cain, I see the Menorah Torah says, let's think about it. The guy is a chash kivoy, lo metal to muksa. The guy is a tzaddik, is no chash kivoy, you won't have a heter metal to muksa. That means the chayt in this girl. The guy has a right, you might do an isra right, so you know, if you allow you metal to muksa. But the guy is a tzaddik, no, you can't metal to muksa. That's the chayt in this girl. The guy who's a chash kivoy, let him gain out of it. So Ken Zayin, once we have a Gemara saying by five people are bowl, we know Mishik Shlomo Bedar people are bowl. Ken Lo Chazal, we have a heter, pocket box from Al Amis. We have a heter in Metal Tumux. It's a life plug heter, even though it's a cherim, even though Bezmazek Kibul Maisa is mutter, even though the Maisa the situation only tell it's a Metal Tzugim Vayitz over here. Maybe that's the said over here. Why the Mishmuas came along to be Mekel over here, even though the Chash Kibul proposed does not work out. Metal Tzugim being Metal Tumux. Ulai. No. Focal.
Lamaisa, you can peel off your skin on second.